they managed to get their own, but they've got this, some of them, big partners got 10 or 12 acres. And that land is worth from $5,000 to $6,000 an acre now. They're just sitting on there on a smokehouse or a shack or the same thing, they're not able to build them on. Houses, all of them little old shacks, right? But there are two or three, it's got beautiful records. Because they've saved and they have good credit running. Now they all went in together and bought, we used to have a schoolhouse up there. Niggers went to school and they kind of finally consolidated and brought all the kids in here to this school. And
have you had any trouble with the mixing?
Well, I was going to tell you about that. Long time ago, about 18 years ago, we had an overnight. They were, the white people weren't going to allow the niggers to come to our school. Out there with shotguns and all. And the one the nigger showed up that time, but then the next fall, they consolidated and brought them all in.
You heard about Wallace standing in the schoolhouse door.
Yeah, I saw that on TV and all that.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a colored person around here that had real light colored skin?
Yeah. We don't have them. Used to have three or four that was here. And the kids were blue eyes, light hair. Of course, you know what, to have a white daddy or a white mother. Yeah. They didn't look so funny. But cute. The hair would be kinky, but it'd be blonde. Blue eyes. We don't have that much more than that anymore. We used to have a lot of.
Ask if you know, sometimes when people from the country come into town, I don't know if you've ever heard people kind of make fun of them,
yeah.
Maybe city people.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard them call them anything in particular? Like he's just an old
country hoochie.
Yeah, country hoochie.
The old country hoochie. And everybody that's in this town was raised in the country and just started towns. I bet you can start though from house to house. Everybody's been raised in the country. You know, born and raised. Do you know how old Mansfield is? You don't have that kind.
I wanted to ask, do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
No. Not sure about that.
I ought to get you some of that out. You ought to talk to some other old times.
I wanted, you know, since you lived in Fort Worth, did you ever come into contact with people, you know, of different nationalities? Like you mentioned, you were talking about Mexican the other day.
Yeah.
Did you ever come into contact with any other groups of people like that?
Well, when we lived there, well, we would have different foreigners to come in. And Chinese and Mexicans and things like that. But everybody, if they come to your church, you try to treat them just like you would anybody else. But now they have this students from different states coming in. We have last year we had two or three out of state students.